Well, good morning. Boy, does it not feel good and crisp out there today, huh? As I was out there, I saw a couple of flakes. I'm talking about snowflakes, not people. But it feels like winter. It feels good out there this morning. I keep telling everybody, this is what wakes you up. So if I see anybody dozing this morning, we're moving the services outside. So I'm teasing, kind of. But glad everyone is here today, and it's great to have you here with us as we celebrate and worship our Lord. I was listening to a song this morning. I've heard it three times. I heard it once when Rebecca and I were getting ready. It was on the radio. Then I came over and listened to it in my office, and then somebody pulled up out here, and as they opened the door, it was on again. And I'm going, God, you're trying to get something through here. So I just wanted to read some of the lyrics to you just on this time of season, the season where we're constantly looking at what we're thankful for. As I read these words, just consider what it is that we truly need to be thankful for. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. That's something to be thankful for, amen? I'm so thankful that our Jesus, the one true Savior, Messiah of the world, that he is the name above all names, the Lord above all things, and just thankful for that. And today as we begin our services, I just want to take a moment here again, as we always do, and pray in the stillness and the quietness of your own hearts. But I just encourage you, thank and praise Jesus Messiah, the name above all names. Lord Jesus, we come into your presence today, and we do exalt you as the one true living Messiah. We thank you and praise you for being the Savior of the world, the Savior who saved us from our sins, Father, those who profess you and confess you as Lord and who believe upon you, who follow after you with their heart, O God. Father, I thank you for your victory. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you and praise you still for the freedom that we have to come and gather and to worship freely. Father, I just pray here this morning that your spirit would be welcome, that you would have complete control of all things. Lord, I pray for those who may be going through difficulty this morning that you would heal their heart, that you would strengthen them, that you would clear the mind, that you would encourage them, that, Father, they cast their eyes upon you. We need you here today. We invite you here today. We ask that you'd be glorified and exalted here today, not just from our mouth, but also with our hearts. Father, we humbly bow before you. And we acknowledge you as our God, the one true living God, Jesus Christ. Father, we give all these things into your hands, that you would be exalted and that we would be edified and strengthened. For in the name of Jesus, King Jesus, and that name alone, we pray all things. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. We're going to have everybody stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song. First thing this morning. You know, this song's called 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Was that Super Moon Super that we just had this past week? I mean, it was just amazingly huge. And the sun rises, the sun sets, the leaves, the changing of the colors of the leaves this fall have just been magnificent. There are so many things to bless the Lord for, and certainly his creation just shows there's a God who's in control of everything, a God who loves beauty, who put it all in order for us and holds it all together, amen? Let's sing, Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
10,000 reasons indeed to praise and worship Almighty Lord Jesus. I love that song. So powerful, so precious. Good to have you here and welcome you here this morning. Just want to have an opportunity to thank you for those who participated, whether you gave, whether you were in a packing party, whether you prayed, or whether you did all of the above for Operation Christmas Child. We delivered all of those last Monday evening, and the total number of boxes was 256. And so we had a goal of 250, and God met that, and so it's a tremendous blessing there, and I want to thank you for that.
Good morning. Wow, wasn't it great having the Baptist Tabernacle Choir here today? I mean, it was so powerful, 10,000 reasons. I wish we sang 10,000 verses. It was so good. Boy, thank you guys for singing here today, and ladies. It was really, really nice, very powerful. So yesterday was a football game. How many people played football here yesterday? Now, I didn't play, but I think I dreamt that I played because I felt real stiff when I got up this morning. I'm limping down, I'm lopping a bit, I'm going, oh man, I think I played yesterday. I wasn't even there. Good thing I was, I wouldn't be standing here right now. If you're a visitor, there's a connection card in front of you in the pew, if you wouldn't mind filling one of those out. And when the ushers come by in a few minutes, if you could put that in the plate, then pastor would like to be in touch with you. And it's just a couple announcements. Tonight we have SNAP. For those who are new, that's called Sunday Night at Pastors. And it's going to be here in the church. We'll be decorating for the Christmas season coming up. And I heard, any more who's besides that? Woo, yeah, it's almost Christmas. My wife will tell you every month, like if it's January 25th, they say, oh, only 11 more months till Christmas. And here we are, a couple of weeks. So that'll be tonight, and you can bring a finger of food or a dessert. And so it'd be good to have everybody together and doing that. Pastor usually has some kind of message too, right, Pastor? And so that come tonight, and it's always a great time. And then next Wednesday, there'll be a praise and thanksgiving service here, and communion service. There will be no teen program or Awana. Everyone will be here Wednesday evening, and that's at 7 o'clock. So be here. It's always a great, great service and a wonderful message, a time to give thanks. And then on Saturday, December 3rd, the day before our big event, the walk through Bethlehem, is the setup and dress rehearsal. That'd be pretty much most of the day activity, starting at 9 a.m. So anyone involved in that, or if you're not involved and can just help set up, that'd be great. Please come and help out. We had a good walk through rehearsal yesterday, and we'll have another one coming up on December 3rd. So with that, we have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand and we'll recite together Colossians 1:24. It's up on the screen there. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Colossians 1:24. And Gary Scott, would you lead us in a prayer?
Father, we thank you for this day. We can come and serve, worship you. We thank you for this nation where we have the freedom to do this. Now, as we return unto you with a portion of what you've given to us, we pray for you as these tithes and offerings to accomplish your will for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sorry. Almost knocked your wife down.
And everyone said, amen. If you can't get excited over that song, check your temperature, because that is some awesome stuff. Let's stand up as these guys are headed down back into the congregation. And we're going to sing an awesome song about praising God. And I want to read this brief portion of scripture right here. It's in Psalm 118, 24 through 29. And it says this. It says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord who has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God. Boy, I hope you can say that. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Let's sing. Thanksgiving, think of the words of this song.
I cast my mind to Calvary.
creation, everything you've created for us, Lord God, and a provision for sin, knowing we were lost and couldn't find our own way or save ourselves. You sent your only Son, Jesus, to die for us. Lord God, to pardon our sin if we just believe and call upon his name. Lord, thank you that he didn't stay dead, but that he rose victorious from the grave. Hosanna, we praise you, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thankful for your faithfulness, for the fact that you always have been, you are, and you will be. Lord God, that you're a rock, that you're steady, that you're sure, that you never change, that you're in control no matter what's going on in the world, even in our lives, Lord God. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you. We love you, Lord God, and thank you for being a great and awesome God. We praise you. Use Pastor as he brings your word this morning. In Jesus' name.